You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you are interested in growing your future with the team at Omnia, stick around because tomorrow there will be a conversation that I'll be having with the marketing director at Omnia, Louis Stradom, taking a look at their role and impact in the markets over the last 70 years. So you want to tune in for that conversation that will be coming through tomorrow. For right now, though, we're going to be taking a look at the latest APSA Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the Bureau for Economic Research, suggests a significant decline from a confidence perspective, and we're now back in contractionary territory. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the Chief Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research, Lisette Deskepa, to see what we make of these numbers. Lisette, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of the data to dip from what was almost a tipping point into very positive territory to come significantly towards the contractionary side. What seemed to be driving the data this time?
Good evening. Yeah, unfortunately, it seems to be quite weak across the board. The PMI is the result of five questions that we ask about activity, demand, employment, inventories, the speed of delivery of supplies, and all of these looked worse in November compared to October. And in fact, all of them are sort of below 50, signaling that there's sort of a widespread deterioration in conditions. If we look at the commentary from the respondents, we also asked them a bit more of an open-ended question, like what is happening in the sector, and you almost got a sense of surprise from them as well, where they said, you know, things were ticking up a little bit for 2-3 months and suddenly sort of demand fell flat and things worsened. So I'm not sure where it's coming from, but it is quite notable that you see such a sharp drop on a month-to-month basis. Now, it can be volatile, but this is a signal, a worrying signal, so to speak.
Lisette, let's perhaps take a look at the export sales figures. I mean, they remained weak as well. How has that been faring, understanding that we've had to find new export markets, we've had to deal with tariffs in 2025, other players around the world have had to contend with tariffs as well. How have export sales been affected? Has it been a significant jump or an impact from that perspective? And what does the data suggest about perhaps where our exporters are sitting?
Well, the export indicator has been weak for quite some time. It has been weak through most of 2025. So I think you rightfully pinpoint that the tariffs to the US, I mean, they are impacting some of our key exporting manufacturing companies, sectors. So that has been a drag. I do think that the logistics are obviously still struggling. I mean, it gets a bit tiring to still talk about it, but our rails and our ports are still not working the way they should be. Unfortunately, something that we picked up is that the Cape Town harbor is working quite a bit better, but we had significant wind and wind days. So then there's days that the ships can't go in and out and the machinery can't work as it should. And that was holding back a bit of the export sales as well. So the export sales have basically been weak throughout the entire year. So the deterioration from October and November likely then came from the domestic side, because the exports did not turn even weaker. They just stayed weak.
Now, despite the significant move to the downside from the Purchasing Managers Index, at least from the data that's come through there, there are still some reasons to be optimistic and to be hopeful. Can we go through perhaps some of those reasons and why they would be important to look at this time?
Sure. I think one of them is what is happening with purchasing prices, so costs. And they came down very nicely in November. Now, I think part of that is the rand exchange rate, which has been quite strong. So that lowers the cost of import in rand terms. I think part of it is the Brent crude oil price. So even though our diesel price ticked up, because that is linked to petroleum product prices, a lot of the derivatives in the plastic space, rubber, fertilizer, things like that, all linked to the Brent crude price. So that came down. And obviously, if they can bring cost under control, that is important from a profitability perspective. So I think that was quite a positive move. It also helps, of course, to keep our consumer inflation low if they don't have to pass through these higher costs onto us. And I think another sort of bright spot was that they think things will look better. every month we do ask them, what do you think will happen in 6 months' time? Will conditions be better? Will they be worse? Will they be the same? And after a few months of respondents saying, yeah, they might be a little worse, they actually said conditions will look better. Now, you can argue because they are worse now, it has to be better, but you can also argue that they do see sort of activity bounce back, demand bounce back. I mean, the one indicator that did not drop as far as the others was employment. And if they would think this is sustained, you know, if they would think this is the beginning of the end, they would probably start retrenching rather than hiring people.
Lizette, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around just the importance of some of the positivity going into the longer term outlooks. I mean, we go into some important data points early next year, things like our budget speech, and we expect some of these announcements to filter through into how the government is viewing certain conditions or the economic conditions within the South African environment. Business plays a part in that, of course, from their perspective and the confidence that they have to continue to operate in South Africa. The fact that you touched on the positive expectations going forward, I want to look at that and see kind of how businesses make the most of that from a sentiment and an investment point of view. Does the data then inform some of these longer term business decisions that are being taken?
Hopefully so. I think it's important to remember that the headline PMI itself does not necessarily reflect sentiment. I mean, we can imagine that when demand is down and activity is down, you're hardly going to be optimistic about business conditions, but it doesn't necessarily mean that sentiment really worsened. It could also be that there was a temporary blip. I mean, I spoke about the wind, perhaps there was something else that sort of temporarily hit demand or activity, which is going to bounce back. So a sentiment is sort of more longer and could look through some of these sort of short-term volatility. So we'll have the RMB BER business confidence coming out tomorrow, which I think will be a crucial read on business confidence in the broader economy. And sentiment can obviously start moving up or down when you have more faith that government is on the right track, that policy is on the right track, that investment will improve going forward. You don't have to see it immediately, you just need to sort of understand and trust that it's going to happen. Well, if you're responding to the PMI and I'm asking you, is activity up or down? You have to say down. You can believe it's going to be better in 6 months, but this month it was weaker. So we don't, I think, have to start panicking yet, but I do think this is sort of a warning sign that we need to see sustained improvement on the reform front, on the growth front, if we want to see sentiment improve, which is so crucial for growth.
Now is not the time to be letting up if we have hopes to continue to make the most of things. But for now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research, Lizette Diskepa, for joining us to take a look at the latest PMI data out of South Africa and what it suggests about how market participants might be feeling.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.